The grand jury will reconvene at noon Eastern. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The one in New York City considering charging former President Trump with a crime over a hush money payment Trump lawyer Michael Cohen made to a porn star before the 2016 election to keep her quiet about alleged affair. But Trump lawyer Joe Tacopina tells Fox,
there's no campaign finance law violation here at all.
The Manhattan DA, Alvin Bragg, is investigating if Trump falsified records repaying Cohen and if it amounted to an illegal campaign contribution.
Bragg's office suddenly canceled grand jury proceedings yesterday when jurors were supposed to hear testimony from at least one more witness. Now, one source also says the DA is having, quote, trouble convincing the grand jury on potential charges due to the weakness of the case.
That's Fox's Brooke Singman. It's believed the 17-year-old who shot and wounded two administrators at East High School in Denver is dead. A body was found in the woods in Park County near Austin Lyle's car last night, hours after he opened fire while he was being searched. Lyle was supposed to be patted down daily out of safety concerns. It was a big scare to students at the school that's closed the rest of the week.
As soon as we have to start hiding and I figure out it's not a drill, I start to think, what if I'm not going to make it tomorrow?
TikTok will be under scrutiny at a House hearing this morning as the U.S. considers banning the app because of its Chinese ownership. CEO Shou Zi Chew will testify. Here's Fox's Evan Brown.
He's expected to argue that the popular video-centric social network is not a threat to personal privacy or national security. Shou made his own TikTok video.
Some politicians have started talking about banning TikTok. Now, this could take TikTok away from all 150 million of you.
Republican Congressman Buddy Carter tells Fox he does not trust TikTok CEO.
Absolutely not. I don't trust him any further. I can pick him up and throw him.
Carter's biggest concern, China manipulating the content millions of kids are watching. In Wyoming, a judge has put the state's new abortion ban on hold after a lawsuit to block the law that makes getting an abortion in most cases a felony. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Last month's toxic train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, under scrutiny again at another Senate hearing.
People deserve to know what chemicals are moving through their communities and how to stay safe in an emergency.
National Transportation Safety Board Chair Jennifer Homendy. Congress is considering making railroads better notify communities what's on freight trains. Norfolk Southern CEO Alan Shaw testified.
We're in the planning stages of developing a long-term medical compensation fund, a property value assurance program, and a longer-term water testing program.
Ohio's two senators, Republican J.D. Vance and Democrat Sherrod Brown, as well as Governor Mike DeWine, who also testified Thursday, demanded a firm commitment from Norfolk Southern for bipartisan rail safety legislation, for which Shaw stopped short of fully endorsing. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Now, there have been a lot of resident complaints in the East Palestine area of people feeling sick after that derailment, but no one died. In Maryland, six people were killed in a car crash, but they weren't in the car.
Maryland State Police say an Acura drove through a work zone on the Baltimore Beltway, hitting several construction workers. The car finally stopped when it overturned. The workers didn't survive, but the driver of that Acura did and was taken to a local hospital for treatment. Police aren't sure why the vehicle pulled in between the Jersey walls of the work zone in the first place, and they suspect a second car may have been involved. Jill Nato, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are up modestly the day after a big sell-off when the Dow plunged more than 500 points after the Federal Reserve implemented another interest rate hike, a quarter percentage point, trying to continue to drive down inflation despite concerns about banking after two recent bank failures. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.